Hello everyone, welcome to Fresh Fusion Radio Station. We got a lot of healthy news for you today. I'm Pedro and I'm here with Lou, Maggie and Jane. And we're gonna talk about a healthy lifestyle. Hello Lou, how are you today?
Good, Pedro. So I'm gonna talk about health lifestyle with healthcare products. How are you, Maggie?
Hi, I'll talk about nutrition. This makes you full of energy. And what about you, Jane?
Hi, hello guys. It's nice to meet you on air. I want to talk about the relationship between exercise and diet.
And it's me again, Pedro, and I'm going to talk about vegetarian food and energy for exercise. And we have a special guest for today, guys. Hello!
Hi, this is Maggie. My topic is health and nutrition. Human nutrition refers to the provision of essential nutrients necessary to support human life and health. Generally, people can survive up to 40 days without food, a period largely depending on the amount of water consumed, stored body fat, muscle mass, and genetic factors. Poor nutrition is a chronic problem, often linked to poverty. Poor nutrition understanding and practice, and deficient sanitation and food security. Lack of proper nutrition contributes to lower academic performance, lower test scores, and eventually less successful students and a less productive and competitive economy. Malnutrition and its consequences are immense contributors to deaths worldwide. Promoting good nutrition helps children grow, promotes human development. The human body contains chemical compounds such as water, carbohydrates, sugar, starch, and fiber, amino acids in proteins, fatty acids in lipids, and nucleic acids, DNA and RNA. These compounds consist of elements such as carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, phosphorus, and so on. All the chemical compounds and elements contained in the human body occur in various forms and combinations, such as hormones, vitamins, and so on. These compounds are found in the human body and in the different types of organisms that humans eat. The seven major classes of nutrients are carbohydrates, fats, fiber, minerals, proteins, vitamins, and water. The seven major classes of nutrients are carbohydrates, fats, fiber, minerals, proteins, vitamins, and water. These nutrient classes are categorized as either micronutrients needed in large amounts or micronutrients needed in smaller quantities. The micronutrients are carbohydrates, fats, fiber, proteins, and water. The micros are minerals and vitamins. The micronutrients provide structure, materials, and energy. Some of the structural materials can be used to generate energy internally, and in either case is measured in kilocalories. Vitamins, minerals, fiber, and water do not provide energy, but are required for other reasons. a third class of dietary material. Fiber seems also to be required for both mechanical and functional regions, though the reasons remain unclear. For all age groups, males need to consume higher amounts of macronutrients than females. In general, intakes increase with age until the second or third decades of life. And now I will introduce vitamins. As with the minerals discovered above, some vitamins are recognized as essential nutrients necessary in the diet for good health. Certain vitamin-like compounds that are recommended in the diet are thought useful for survival and health, but those are not essential dietary nutrients because the human body has some functions to produce them from other compounds. Moreover, thousands of if we lack of vitamin, it may result in some dangerous conditions. For example, is certain forms of cancer, and poor psychological health, and so on. Proteins are the basis of many animal body structures, such as muscles, skin, and hair, and each vitamin molecule is composed of amino acid. The body requires amino acid to produce new proteins and to replace damaged proteins. Amino acids are soluble in juice, and they are absorbed into the blood. Once absorbed, they can't be stored in the body. So they are changed to the protein. Proteins consist of amino acids in different proportions. The most important aspect and the defining characteristic of protein from a nutritional standpoint is its amino acid composition. Amino acids which an animal can't synthesize on its own from smaller molecules are deemed essential. The synthesis of some acids can be limited under special conditions. And now I will introduce the relationship between nutrition and diet and health. For example, the gingers, they need more nutrition to grow, so this way it must meet more milk and some food to have the enough nutrition. And for old people, they can't absorb the nutrition from the food, so maybe they can eat some healthcare products to added nutrition. So it's necessary to have a balanced diet. It's good for our health. If we don't have enough nutrition, it's easy for us to have some to be sick, and it's not good for health. But if we have too much nutrition, that we need to have, is also bad because somebody who is too fat, overweight, it may be she or he eat too much food, and there are too much nutrition they absorbed. Then they will use them to achieve or to gain energy. There are many academic words in the recording, but when I will give a presentation, I will use simple words to introduce my point. I think it's easy for me to tell you, and it's also easy to understand. Thank you.
Thank you, Maggie. Hi, this is Jen. After we know the nutrition we need from Maggie, let's talk about relationship between exercise and diet. People always want to get a healthy life, and I think we all know that appropriate exercise and diet can help us to maintain health. But do you know exercise and diet, what matters more? If you want to achieve the goal of your exercise efficiently, you have to eat the right food. What you eat can certainly impact how well you feel during your exercise routine. It can also determine whether you are getting the most out of your workout. Eating a nutritionally balanced, low glycemic diet gives you a great foundation for fueling your exercise routine. According to the book Glycemic Index Cookbook for Dummies by Marie Rafto, there are some tips to improve your workout.
Consume an adequate amount of carbohydrates.
When you exercise, your muscles burn a type of carbohydrate called glycogen for fuel. You cannot produce optimal glycogen store with a high protein, low carbohydrate diet.
Eat your protein.
Active people need more protein than people who live in a sedentary lifestyle largely, because protein assists in muscle building and tissue repair. Include lean meat, fish, soy, and eggs in your diet regularly, and make sure your post-workout meal contains a significant protein source.
Load up on fruits and veggies.
There is just no mistaking how important fruits and vegetables are to your health. When you exercise, you breathe harder and take in more oxygen. Even though you need oxygen to support life, it can become unstable in the body and damage your muscle cells, leading to inflammation and soreness. You can protect yourself from oxidation by eating healthful amounts of the antioxidants found in fruits and vegetables. Be sure to eat at least 5 servings of low glycemic fruits and vegetables a day.
Drink, drink, drink.
The more you exercise, the more you sweat. Replacing your body's lost fluid is vital for peak performance and endurance. You will definitely feel fatigue if you don't drink enough water. Always keep a bottle of water on hand during long workouts. Try to drink at least 8 ounce serving of water per day to help keep your body hydrated.
Fuel up before a workout.
Eating something before you work out not only lengthens your workout but also increases your endurance. If you don't eat before you exercise, you can wind up feeling lightheaded. You may even experience fatigue and nausea. In addition, not eating before a workout means your body must turn to muscle protein for fuel, because it doesn't have enough carbohydrates. By starting your workout well fueled, your body will burn a combination of the carbohydrates stored in your muscles and stored fat. Try to eat a meal or snack that features low glycemic carbohydrates. It's low in fat. and contains a moderate amount of protein 2 to 4 hours before a workout or event in order to keep your system well fueled.
Fuel up after workout.
To ensure optimal recovery of your muscles, you need to consume calories and fluid within the first 30 minutes after you exercise. Doing so allows you to rebuild your glycogen stores, so they are ready to go the next day. If you aren't hungry right after a workout, a quick snack that includes carbohydrate and protein will do. Don't forget to eat a protein-containing meal later on to help repair the muscle damage caused during your workout. Now, let's talk about BMR. How many times have you or someone you know, when discussing diet, weight loss and exercise, groaned and complained about slow metabolism? Too much food and not enough energy expenditure cause you to gain weight. The upside is also true. Eat less and move more, and you lose weight. Yes, folks, I'm simplifying things quite a bit here, but for the most part, this is how it works. So, if we are having difficulty losing weight and blaming it on our metabolism, but our blood work and hormones are actually in line, then we have to start thinking about where the problem really lies. First, you need to know what is BMR.
BMR, basal metabolic rate, is the amount of energy expended while at rest in a neutrally temperate environment, in a post-absorptive state, meaning that the digestive system is inactive, which requires about 12 hours of fasting. The release of energy in this state is sufficient only for the functioning of the vital organs, such as the heart, lungs, brain, and the rest of the nervous system, liver, kidneys, sex organs, muscles, and skin. BMR decreases with age and with the loss of lean body mass. Increasing muscle mass increases BMR. A rough estimation of this data is possible using the Mifflin-St. George equation, a formula introduced in 1990. Since it's proven to be more accurate than previous BMR formulas, the Mifflin-St. George equation is now considered the standard when it comes to calculating BMR. For example, for men, the BMR equals 10 times weight in the unit of kilogram, plus 6.25 times height in the unit of centimeters, minus 5 times age in the unit of years, and plus 5. As for women, BMR equals 10 times weight, plus 6.25 times height, minus 5 times age, and minus 161.
You can find BMR calculator in internet easily. For example, my weight is 50 kg and my height is 159 cm. Therefore, I can calculate my BMR is 1,292 calories. This means that my body will burn 1,292 calories each day if I engage in no activity for the entire day. And my daily calorie requirement is 1,776 calories. Body do not use only fat for energy. They also break down muscle. If your goal is to lose pounds and you don't care about your body composition, go ahead. Eat below your BMR. However, if you are eating significantly below your BMR, your body will start to break down muscle for energy. In addition, you probably won't have much energy and it's likely that you will feel lazy and tired. If we mention the relationship between exercise and diet, we must have to know what is GI. The glycemic index was designed to help people with diabetes controlling their blood sugar levels and what works to control blood sugar. The theory goes should help you drop extra weight. The glycemic index diet focus on carbs. It gets a little complicated, but here's a basic idea. Some foods like white bread, cookies, and white potatoes make your blood sugar rise quickly. You eat carbs that produce a steadier rise in blood sugar, and the fiber in those foods help you feel full longer. You are not as hungry, and you feel more satisfied. Well, in short, what should you eat? It's true that low-carb diet tend to be the most popular because they offer the fattest results, but they can be difficult to sustain and never cut calories too low. This causes your metabolism too slow and you can start losing muscle mass. While diet and exercise are both important for long-term weight loss, remember this, you cannot out-exercise a bad diet.
So thanks, Jane, for explaining the relationship between exercise and diet. And now I will talk about, explain more about vegetarian diet and physical activity. To discuss this, I will call our special guest for an interview. I will call Isadora Loyola. She's a ballet dancer with American Ballet Theater. Hello, Isadora. How are you today?
Hi, Pedro. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. So, let's begin with the interview. When and why did you decide to become a vegetarian?
I became a vegetarian about 4 years ago when I went to Morocco. And unfortunately, I drank this tea that made me sick. So I decided to stop eating meat for the period of time that, you know, I didn't feel very good. But as like time went on, I was feeling much better and I really liked the way I felt without eating meat. And I think I've always loved animals, and I really don't believe how the industry treats the killings of the animals that we eat in grocery stores, and how it's mass, you know, killings and really mistreating the animals. So yeah, that was like a, you know, a win-win for me. Wow. And that's why I did that, and yeah. I love it.
Wow, cool, great, very interesting. And how do you manage to have energy and remain healthy with the heavy physical activity that you do every day?
Yeah, that's very important because, you know, I do dance at least 5 days a week from 10 till 7. And, you know, it was really important for me to get enough nutrients like protein, especially protein and carbohydrates for me to, you know, remain focused and strong. And I just decided to really dig in and research the foods ingredient, like the foods ingredients, like any protein bars that I was eating, and like if it had enough protein or if it didn't, I would make sure I would eat enough eggs every day or milk and lentils that have, you know, food that have a lot of protein content, and make sure to balance it out with some carbs. And yeah, it's actually not that hard for me because I really love vegetables and like grains, everything, beans. So yeah, it's been pretty easy for me.
Cool. And talking more about this, have you ever had any problems with your health because of your habits, like eating only vegetables, eggs? Like if you had some disease about not eating meat and not eating, like getting protein?
Actually, it's It's funny that you say that because before I stopped eating meat, I was anemic. And I got anemic and I started eating, you know, making sure to eat at least red meat once a week. But unfortunately, I still kept, you know, having iron deficiency. So it was only when I became a vegetarian that I actually balanced my body, and I, you know, I could really absorb iron. I don't know. It was very strange. I think I was meant to be a vegetarian, I guess.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I think it's a cool history to become a vegetarian. And as you say before, when you stopped eating meat, you felt very, very, very good, like being very good health. Like
before eating meat?
Yeah, when you went to Morocco and do all the, when you were sick.
Uh-huh.
When you stopped eating meat, you feel, you felt good. And so certainly you feel some difference when you became a vegetarian, right?
Yeah, for sure. I felt much lighter, like I could really digest my food much easier. And probably, you know, I think my mood even changed. Probably because my body wasn't working so hard to digest, you know, all that meat. But yeah, it's all positive.
Oh, great. And where did you get all the protein that you need?
I usually get protein from, you know, yogurt, milk, eggs, lentils, beans, cheese. And I make sure to always balance it out with some sort of, like, maybe rice, because that makes actually a perfect protein. It's really cool. I bought this cooking book with all recipes that you can do to make the perfect protein. And normally is with, like, some sort of, you know, like a bean, for example. What is it called? Like black beans and rice. Actually, it's the perfect combination to get protein, which is really interesting because, you know, being from Brazil, that's our base food. Like, we have this, you know, this rice and beans every day, pretty much, like, for at least two times a day. And little did I know that growing up, you know, it was actually the perfect thing, like the perfect combination of foods. Yeah.
Yeah, because you was like already used it to eat.
Yeah.
This kind of food. Mm-hmm. And do you take some supplements or vitamins?
I do take some supplements. You know, I tend to, especially after I do some sort of workout that requires, you know, like heavy exercises, and like maybe like spinning class. Like after that, I always drink or eat some sort of like protein. So I would opt for a whey protein shake or plant-based protein shake. And I do take vitamin D because being in New York, I don't think I get enough vitamin D, which it comes from the sun, especially in the winter. So I think that's super important. But I mean, not that much. I guess that's it. That's, you know,
yeah.
That's it.
And it's a, like, rush life in New York, right? You have to be always
Yeah, always on the go. Yeah, so yeah. It's good to have, you know, something to help you out if you can get it, like, in your regular diet.
Oh, cool. Great. And so thank you so much, Isadora, for this interview.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. Yeah.
Thank you. So, when we're going to do a break right now, and when we come back, Lou will talk more about healthcare products.
Hello, guys. Now it's my turn. This is Lou on air to provide some information about healthcare products. It may help you follow the healthy lifestyle. When I was a little kid, I saw an American science fiction film named My Favorite Martian. Tells a weird and cute man from Mars and have a series of funny stories with an Earthman. Then I asked my mom, is there any way that I can just eat a little bit food or something without hungry and sleep just 15 seconds and enough for everyday energy, just like the Martian guy did in the movie? It's just a little girl's fantasy, but what do happening in our real life is that nowadays there are some products claim they can replace health diet, such as product named Soiten. According to a report from CNN, half of Americans use supplements, as more than half of US adults are popping vitamins and supplements. The question is, has it made people healthier? Can these products really replace health diet? What do you think, our dear audience? So let me break it down into some parts. Okay, first, we need to describe what is HCP. What is HCP? I think everyone sees it in some store or supermarket or something. HCP is a health care product, also known as dietary supplements. A health care product is intended to provide nutrients that may otherwise not be consumed in sufficient quantities. So, there are many types of dietary supplements. Second, what's the main category of HCP? Supplements include vitamins, dietary, minerals, herbal medicine, fiber, fatty acids or amino acids, and protein, among other substances. So what's the problems about the healthcare products? The problem is countless negative news emerge. On one hand, this still is a controversial topic. According to University of Helsinki food safety professor, more than 90% of dietary supplements health claim are incorrect. Also, ingredients listed have been found to be different from the contents. Adulteration news are reported in North America also. It seems a little bit dangerous from these products. On the other hand, there are some adverse effects of healthcare products. Among general reasons for harmful effects of dietary supplements are, first, absorption in a short time, second, quality and contamination, third, enhancing both positive and negative effects at the same time. So from all this information, how can we buy a certain product? How to buy it? First, we need to decide if we need this product. A certain product matches with a certain group of people. Don't only believe the advertising. Those people should first consult a real doctor. Second, to identify advertising. There are a lot of advertising about this kind of healthcare products on the television and the website, on internet. So we need to identify if they are true or exaggerate. HCP are not medicine. If they include the words of imply such as treat diseases, recovery, or recover from the disease to health body, they are exaggerate and misleading for the consumers. We need to think it carefully. Third, check the mark and the code on this product. We need to confirm all this information on the website of the United States Food and Drug Administration, also known as FDA. First, to see the efficiency. Technically, a certain HCP should contain one function, just one function. So, cure all medicine is always fake. Finally, if they have immediate effects, we need to think carefully. If they contain illegal drug ingredients, long-term intaking of drugs will harm human health and even produce toxic effects. Today we share a lot of information about the healthcare products. So what can we draw? Can we draw any conclusion from this information? I think I want to give you some conclusion. These products, they are healthcare products. They are not medicine and not intended to prevent or treat any diseases. If you are sick, they cannot let your body recover. You need to see a doctor. What's more, they cannot be eaten as a daily food. And each health care product has edible dose limitation. In some circumstances, they are dangerous. According to the U.S. National Institute of Health, most supplements should be avoided, and usually people should not eat micronutrients, except people with certain shun deficiency. Those people should first consult a doctor to see if they really need this kind of certain nutrient or vitamin or protein or something. You need to see the doctor first. For those who fail to consume a balanced diet, that certain supplements may have value. Okay, therefore, don't be lazy about your health. regular rest, balanced diet, and exercise every day are the key to a healthy lifestyle. Okay, our dear audience, thank you for listening our Fresh Fusion Station. Do you like it? Do you interest in more information? If so, please press the button below to subscribe our program. Keep contact with us. We will share more useful information about healthy lifestyle. See you guys.
Thank you guys for listening. This was our show. I hope you guys enjoyed.
Have a nice day.
Bye.